Aloha. Today's episode is brought to you by the Western Extension Risk Management Education Center, USDA NIFA, and the University of Hawaii College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources, and the Livestock Extension Group.
Aloha and welcome everyone to the Livestock Valaʻau Mini, a podcast aimed to provide educational support, information, guidance, and outreach to our livestock stakeholders in Hawaii. We are your hosts, Mele Oshiro and
Shannon Sand.
And today we're just going to be talking about what's going on this month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to ask for feedback every month, I feel like, because we do want to make sure we're getting that consistently. So we have a evaluation or survey that is live. It is very important that we get your feedback if possible, because it kind of helps us know where we're at and if we're on the right track and things like that. Have your voice heard. Woo!
Yes, exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. And then just wanted to share, you know, some upcoming workshops we have that's going to be happening across all islands. And yes. This is the part of a project called the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting on some workshops through CTAR on Kauai Island, August 11th through the 12th, which is next week, guys. So you still have time to sign up. Hawaii, we'll be on Hawaii Island, August 17th through the 19th. So we're going to be visiting three different locations, Kamuela in Kona, as well as the Hilo Extension office. The Kona location will be at the Palamanui, West Hawaii campus at Palamanui. And Maui will be there August 25th to the 26th. Yep. And Oahu will be September 8th through the 9th.
And we will include those details.
Right. In the links in the show notes and whatnot. So just a little bit, I guess, Shannon, you want to share a little bit about FARSAN and what exactly this workshops will be?
So it covers a wide variety of things, different production topics. So Mele will and Kyle Kyra's, depending on which location, one of the two of them will be covering livestock production related topics. Mele, I don't remember exactly what yours is focused on, if it's feed and nutrition or genetics or what. Can you?
Yeah. So basically the workshops kind of stemmed from a needs assessment that was put out by our group, the Seeds of Wellbeing or SOW Project, which is part of the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network funding and bigger project that they have going on in the States to really be able to provide resources for our producers here, both farmers, ranchers, and, you know, anybody that's working in agriculture, really. So based on that needs assessment, we have identified the top, I believe, three or four aspects that were stressors identified by you folks, by our producers. So all the agents, extension agents that are in this project will be presenting information on these stressors, and majority of them are on finances or production management. So those are kinds of the areas that we'll be covering. So I feel like this is going to be sort of a newer type of CTAR workshop, because I feel like a lot of the workshops are very focused on one specific entity, whether it's
this is more broad.
Crops or livestock or sheep and goats or beef, you know. So this is a very kind of like melting pot, I want to say, because that's kind of what we're used to here in Hawaii with all our ethnicities, but sort of that in different agricultural production, I should say, right? So my any of us that is on there, like my focus or my background is in livestock and my specialty is in livestock. So that's kind of where I'm be covering about finance and options and production management tools and tips that you can use in your livestock management systems. And Shannon is in
cash flows, finance, budgeting, just kind of a general overview of things and some tools and things for you all to use, you know, so that you can work it into your own system and things like that, how to incorporate it.
Right. So. And there's three other extension agents that are also coming and doing presentations, you know, and they both are looking, two of them are with the edible crops, you know, so be talking about different things, soil health and all that kinds of stuff. So I think it's going to be a very,
it should be good.
Great workshop. And check out the flyer. We'll be, like we said, we'll link the information in our show notes for you so you can get a little more information about what's going on. It's completely free. So, you know, there's no commitment except your time. So, you know,
check it out. And at least the Big Island ones, most of those, with the exception of the Hilo one, are happening after working hours. So like after what 5 to 7:30.
5 to 7. Yes. Yeah. And most, I think most of them do have, we're presenting on 2 days, at least 2 days on each island. So yeah, one of those days will be in the later evening and the other day is kind of in probably the earlier part or midday. So there's options.
Yeah.
Everybody likes options. Yeah. So I don't know. Anything else you want to share about that, Shannon?
Not for those that I can think of. Just check out the flyers and the Eventbrite for it. It has more information about all the different presenters and speakers. It's like I said, it's a myriad of topics, so it should be good. So, and then August 22nd, GoFarm is doing an intro to QuickBooks and Quicken record keeping. That's 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. That will be online. So we'll include links to that when that becomes available. I'm still working with some of them from GoFarm to get that up. And then a GoFarm tax basics, which is basically like, what records do you need to keep for taxes and some tips and tricks and like, oh, should I, how do I keep track of my like mileage and stuff and like separate that from like your personal, because those things are important in terms of like, you can take a little extra off that way, you know? So some of those important things, dates, things like that, that will be August 29th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also online. So yeah. So important things, not always the most fun, but like when it comes down to it, nobody likes to get audited and it's, they're important things to learn. Right. So
is that workshop in person or online?
Nope, it's all online. So they're all webinars. Oh,
okay.
So,
okay. Yeah. Just to be clear, the Farsan workshop is in person. So,
but we will be doing an online option. I think mid September we're working on getting that together.
Later on. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
And yeah, so check that out. If you guys have any questions about it, of course, you guys can always email us or whatnot. So, and also
feel free to shoot us an email.
And this month, our guest speaker is Susan Schoen from the University of Maryland. Well,
retired.
Retired. Yes. She's a sheep and goat specialist for the University of Maryland's Western Research and Education Center, and also a member of the American Consortium for Small Ruminant Parasite Control. So we will be talking all about small ruminant parasite control and talking about some tools that you can use and whatnot. So I'm not going to tell you anymore. You're going to have to listen to the episode if you want to hear and learn more. But Susan has been working with Extension and a sheep and goat specialist for over 25 some years or more. So she's got
a lot of great experience and stuff. And she's done stuff out here on the islands too, I think, correct?
Not yet. Yeah. But she has worked a lot. Yeah. You'll have to check it out because she's done a lot of work looking at, you know, genetics and whatnot with meat goats and such and parasite resistance but she's worked a lot in the tropics, not specifically here in Hawaii, similar climates as us. So
do we have any updates or news related to, I know we talked last month about the Young Brothers TB update quarantine.
Yeah.
Is that still going on or what's happening there?
It's actually a quarantine order by Hawaii Department of Agriculture.
Okay. So
that for bovine tuberculosis, that's still in effect for Molokai. So just make sure that you're not moving those animals outside of that county. And if you do, you need to contact HDOA and get the appropriate forms and such to do that. This is in fact for all ungulates. Yeah. So any hooved animals, the only thing that's excluded is domestic horses. And the other one, also on Maui, there is an outbreak of the rabbit hemorrhagic disease on Maui, which is also referred to as like the Khaleesi virus. So, you know, be aware of these types of things. If you see unusual or sudden death or you have rabbits that are, you know, coming up with these clinical signs, we will link the announcement in our show notes. But if you do see this, you know, make sure that you contact your local veterinarian and, you know, are practicing good biosecurity measures within your own animals and flocks and whatnot, you know, making sure you're not transferring things to other areas of your farm or other folks' farms. So there is a vaccine that is available too if you do have animals that you need to, or rabbits that you need to protect and want to get vaccinated. You just need to contact your local veterinarian, but we will link all that in there. So that's on Maui, in Maui County, as far as we know. I don't know that it has gotten into anywhere else.
Haven't heard.
But we will continue to update, and we can put those links for sure in our show notes.
Rock on. All right. National Livestock Days in August. Woo! One's coming up literally in the next day. August 5th is National Oyster Day.
Yay. Yeah. And National Fajita Day is August 18th. Fajitas are great. Especially.
I know. I was like, I love fajitas.
Yeah.
So one of my favorites too is August 20th is National Honeybee Day. I love all the local honey and the different varietals here. Oh, the honey here is great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. And August 31st, not specifically a livestock day, but a National Eat Outside Day. So, you know, we thought we'd include it. Get outside, enjoy some sunshine, enjoy, you know, those other things that are out there, and have a barbecue or something. I don't know. Get some steaks. Yeah. Why not? Right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So sounds like a great day to me. So, All right. So make sure you join our Facebook page, the Livestock Extension Group, if you haven't already. We're watching. We can see through this camera. I mean, we only see each other right now, but we're here. Be sure to visit the UHCTAR Extension website and our YouTube channel listed in the show notes.
Yeah. And for more information about this or any other topics or even comments, send us an email at valaao@hawaii.edu.
Before we go, show some love for your favorite podcast by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to this podcast. And then stay tuned for next month.
Thanks again to our sponsors, the Western Extension Risk Management Education Center, USDA, NEFA, the Livestock Extension Group, and CTAR. Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.